Hello.
Hi, Steve. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, Tina. I'm at a friend's house.
Okay,
coming over here
I just
for dinner.
Wanted to
and
let you
know.
He's
not even in his apartment right now. And there's music playing that I cannot lower the volume. I don't know how to use any of his remotes.
Okay. I'll take 2 seconds. Number one, they sent you the application on the email, so you can look at that later tonight or tomorrow. And
yeah,
then
I didn't
receive
it yet, though.
Oh, you didn't. Okay, let me just double-check because I
What email address did they send it to?
That's what I'm going to verify right now. One second. It's going to
treesmith5
rochester.rr.com.
Sure, yeah, but it didn't come yet.
Okay, if it's not in the inbox, check the filtered mail because I do have a notification that it was sent successfully.
Right,
Secondly,
let me check it right now.
What time do you want to do the onboarding tomorrow? I'll plug you in and then you'll be good to go.
I got a very busy day tomorrow, so I'm not sure.
You want to do it on Wednesday?
It's going to have to be late afternoon. No, Wednesday's a busy day for me, too.
Okay,
so
let's grab a 6 or a 6:30.
It's going to have to be late afternoon regardless of what day.
Okay, I'll do a 6 or a 6:30 tomorrow, and when they call you, if you're still tied up.
No, 6:30 is not good tomorrow.
Okay, you want to do
5? Late afternoon, that's early evening. That's not late afternoon. Late afternoon is between 4 and 5:30.
Okay. So 4 and 5:30, let me look at the calendar, and then while I'm doing that, you're checking on the email, right? So let's just see here for the Google.
All right, so anyways, you're telling me to look at filtered mail, but I don't know what that means. The only thing that
I can do...
It
might say spam, because we send from a huge...
Nope, there's nothing in the spam folder. It's empty.
Nothing? Okay, so give me a second here. Let's just first see what's open for tomorrow, and then I can... Tomorrow is the 8th.
Tomorrow's the 8th?
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
So, yeah, I've got a lot of plans.
I have a 4 o'clock open. I have 4 or 4:30 if either one of those would work.
Yep, we can do 4 o'clock probably.
4, okay, let's do that. I'm going to grab the 4
o'clock. How long will it take?
It takes about 30 minutes. So.
Uh-huh. All right, well, I'm going to have to step away from some work that's going to be going on at my house. We're reconditioning the wooden structure of my dump truck.
I'm sorry. I was reading it on Central Time, and you're Eastern. So let's just go back to the calendar. I have a 3:30 your time. Would that work?
I suppose, sure.
Okay, I'm going to grab...
I have to take a half-hour break from what I'm doing because I got a friend coming over, and I'm going to be working with him, helping him to... do some work on the wooden structure of my dump truck and whatever. We gotta like put some new plywood up on the roof and stuff and do some repairs to one of the back doors and stuff and replace a hinge that's bent.
And then you're gonna list it for sale or are you gonna keep it for a while?
No, I've used the truck. I'm not gonna sell it.
Oh, I thought you said you were gonna sell one, but that must have been the other one that you were talking about this morning.
I wanna sell the bucket truck and upgrade it, but I probably gotta sell the dump grinder too, so.
Because
I can't come up with $30,000 for this truck that I want unless I sell the dump grinder too.
I remembered the $30,000 and the new truck with the lift that went all the way up, and I thought, wow, that's so cool. But yeah, you got to sell the other one.
Yeah, I'd like to have the truck with the 75-foot reach.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's got a different boom on it than mine. I mean, I really like the Altec boom. I've had two trucks with Altec booms on, you know.
Yeah.
And, but I guess the T-Rex booms are good, and this thing's got a really nice setup on it for the elevator part to it and whatever that brings it up from like a 63-foot working height to a 75-foot working height.
Yeah. Wow. That's going to be that's going to help your business a lot once you get that because it's going to be easier to get up there, I would imagine.
Well, I had a job this spring that I had to sub out to a guy that's got a truck with a 75-foot reach because my truck didn't have enough reach and I don't climb anymore, so I wasn't going to climb up into the tree. In whatever out of the basket, you know, or anything. So, I got a buddy that's got a business called Woodchuck Tree. He's from Haiti whatever. And he's a really good climber. So I just thought that maybe he would just, climb out of the basket into the tree, but he was able to do the whole job out of the 75-foot, boom without having to go and climb into the tree at all. So. That makes me want one of them trucks like that, you know.
I don't blame you. Yeah, that's very smart. So
Yeah, if I had a truck with that kind of reach, I could take down 100-foot or 105-foot tall trees all day long without having to leave the safety of the basket.
Yeah, I love it. So I have a question. Do you want me to maybe resend the email to an alternate email since you didn't get this one? Because I'm worried now that you didn't get it, because that's the email that I used.
Yeah, so I'm getting all the text messages and stuff and whatever from Local Splash, but I'm not getting the email for some reason. So, you know, and I'm looking at it. I keep updating it or whatever. Oh, you know why?
Why?
For some reason, I have no connection. It just told me I have no internet connection.
Oh, thank goodness. Okay, yeah, because I was thinking, how is that possible? Because it'll show me on my end if it bounces back or something, and it didn't, you know? So that's what I was wondering.
So anyways, I don't have my phone set to link to Wi-Fi. So for some reason, I'm not getting a data connection. I have signal for a phone call, but for some reason, I don't have a data connection, so... T-Mobile must be doing something or whatever where they're, you know, upgrading their system or something, and it's down right now.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so the email will come through once I have a data connection, and then I can check it out.
Okay. You got it. Okay, so I have you all plugged in tomorrow for 3:30, you know, give or take. If they call you at 3:35, don't panic. They will call you sometime within that 30-minute window, okay, from 3:30
to 4. You're not going to call me?
No, it's going to be the onboarding on the Google Guaranteed department. So it'll be someone from there. But I have a question. I spell your name with a PH, but the email that came with the certificate of insurance had it with a V. Which is correct, with the V or the PH?
I spell it both ways, but the legal spelling is with the PH.
Oh, good. Okay, so we have it. I was a little bit confused when I saw they had it with a V. I'm like, oh, I wonder if it's correct there. So, okay, so you're all good to go. We'll call you tomorrow, and then they will be picking up where I left off. And if you have any questions before the appointment or on the application itself, feel free to call me tomorrow. You have my extension still, right?
Right. Yep, absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you.
You got it. You're welcome. Have a good evening, Steve.
Okay, you too. Thanks so much, Keena.
Thank you. Yeah,
appreciate
no problem.
Appreciate all your time and effort with it all.
I appreciate you as well. Take care now. Bye.
Okay, have a good night.
You too. Thank you. Bye.